Hello there and welcome back to another edition of Not Your Average Globetrotter. Lately, we've been on a little bit of an Italy kick, taking things back to the beginnings of Not Your Average Globetrotter. And in this episode, I wanted to continue on this line of thought, but break things down to the most basic point possible, talking about some of the most basic things that you will need either right when you get to Italy or things that you can take care of just before you get there. In this video, I'm not going to be going into visas or dual citizenship, citizenship by descent jure sanguinis. I've got other videos. However, if you are curious about how some of those may play into this, feel free to leave questions down in the comment section below. And maybe at a future point in time, I might be able to get to those. But for now, I think it's about time that we get started. So roll that intro. Hello there, I'm Raphael Di Furia, back at it again for another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter. So, to get straight into things, the very first thing that you will need is the codice fiscale, the Italian fiscal code, basically like the American Social Security number, but it's a little bit more, I guess you could call it advanced, and it gets into some other things, and you use it maybe, I would say a little bit more than you might even use your social security number. Technically, it's not something that like you're supposed to keep private, like your American social security number. You will be asked for it in many different situations. Like if you're trying to even get a prepaid phone line, like if you're trying to just get the most basic, simple thing, you might get asked for it. It will be very likely for that to come up. I don't remember an instance where that wouldn't come up for that sort of thing. But one of the reasons why it's so important is because it kind of leads into everything else that are some of the most important factors on this list. But let's get into the second thing that's on my list here, and that is getting a phone in Italy. In this day and age, not having a phone line can really hold you back in certain things. And in Italy, especially when you're trying to get certain things set up, you're not going to be able to say, for example, if you've activated international roaming from your cell phone carrier in, I don't know, the US, for example. Well, one, it's going to be really expensive to do it that way. Two, even if you just get data, a data SIM card, it's going to be much easier. But mainly, if when you're going to go and have appointments with people or look at apartments or whatever it may be, having a local number is going to be vital. I have seen instances where some landlords may be a little less responsive to non-Italian phone numbers, and especially if they see a foreign country code at the beginning of it. So that's one thing that I would say maybe take into consideration. As soon as you get there, try to get some sort of prepaid phone plan. There is one carrier that I know of that you can get a digital delivery of an eSIM to your phone. Just you have to activate it, and that's the only thing that you have to make sure that you do. And I'm not 1,000% sure if you can do that outside of Italy. But if you go to, say, a kiosk that has Iliad SIM cards, to sign up with them is a very easy and simple process. And to have a no-commitment contract with them, I would say, is definitely worthwhile considering, especially the virtual operators that exist in Italy, I think are the best place to start. One of the reasons being, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, is that if you do get started with a virtual operator, sometimes some of the main operators in Italy or even other virtual operators will give you a special deal for transferring over to their company. So I would say that there is a little bit of strategy to the game. The next thing on this list is probably going to be one of the most obvious, but the reasoning behind why you will need it in Italy might not necessarily be for those of you who are especially coming from, say, the United States and are very used to a very different type of system. The way that residency works in Italy is that it's all dependent on your place of where you have your contract, and having a legal apartment and a legal contract, a registered contract, those are going to be the only places that you'll be able to claim as your place of residence. And trying to find a rental in Italy does come with its own complications. I've done episodes on this in the past, so feel free to check out Renting in Italy on Not Your Average Globetrotter. There's a few episodes where I've talked about this topic, and there's an unfortunate reality where sometimes you need one thing to get the next thing to get the next thing, and you have to figure out where you can insert yourself into the process. But one of the reasons why having your legal residence set up properly is because you will need that if you want to get a bank, and getting a bank in Italy comes with some other things. I'll get into that in a second, but it will also be one of the things that will allow you to theoretically sign up for the Italian national healthcare system if you are eligible to be on the system, which basically is almost everybody. So not really too much to worry about there. But not only will you be able to get your Italian healthcare card, you'll get the European healthcare card. In Italy, they do combine them, but it can change depending on your citizenship status and how you're registered. But basically, at the end of the day, that's one of the most important things. And this is also getting back to why it's so important to have the codice fiscale, is because the codice fiscale is also tied into all of this. And your codice fiscale, your Italian tax code, will be tied into the medical system and used to identify you if you do have to go to a doctor, or if, God forbid, the hospital. So like I was mentioning in the last point, this next thing that's going to be very important to get set up, at least in my opinion, will be an Italian bank. One of the reasons why you want to have your apartment and residence set up first, you don't necessarily have to have the legal registration, but having the contract could be a factor that an Italian bank might want to see. But having the Italian bank account puts you into a good position if you are needing to get your bills paid and to get things set up. Utilities mainly is what I'm talking about here. And one of the reasons why is because in Italy, if you are able to set up an automatic bill pay, a direct debit, that they can just go to your account and take the amount that they're supposed to each month, whether it's more or less or this or that, there might be certain bills that you don't want to have set up for that if you're not expecting things and if your financial situation might be not the best, because of course you don't want some random bill just coming up and wiping out everything. But there will be certain things, like, say, if you want a home internet contract or television or even a cell phone contract to get an even better deal than what you might be able to find with some of the prepaid phone lines or the postpaid phone lines that you can find with some of the virtual operators. And being able to access those, you will need to have both a bank account and your home address. So the bank account in Italy does set you up for a few things, as well as if you have to pay your taxes. There are apps with the associated with banks that you can do taxes and pay for different bills and so on, even if it's not set up through the automatic bill pay. But if you are paying just each one on its own, you can go in and actually, in many cases, scan a code or just input some basic information and then be able to pay your bill that way. One thing that I would say to be prepared for when you are paying a bill in Italy and you're doing it this way, where it's not on an automatic cycle, you will often have a service fee associated, or a tax of sorts, with that payment. This would be the same if you were to go and pay in person, theoretically. So one other thing I would say is not necessarily something that you need, but something to be aware of are the locations of your local tobacco stores, even if you're not a smoker. Because in Italy, a tabacchi is not just a place where you go and buy newspapers, play the lotto, buy cigarettes, or any of those kind of daily little things. Maybe you need a pack of gum. It's also the place where you can go and pay bills, pay some taxes, or you might even need to get what is called in English a revenue stamp to go and pay for certain official services. For example, say at the comune, the municipal offices, there might be certain things that you might have to pay within that system and prepay it first. You get a little stamp, and then you take that and you go and whatever. Depending on what your needs are, having an idea where your local tabacchi is very worthwhile knowing. Again, some of these services, though, can be taken care of online, but some of these things you will probably need to go and like get a little stamp or something in person at some point. Other than that, it really comes down to just knowing your local area. Where are the best places to eat? Where's the best place to get a coffee? Where is the best place that has the best pizza? This is all very important information for your new life in Italy. Of course, Italian food is not just pizza and pasta. It goes on to plenty more things way beyond that. But this episode is just going to be a quick one, because these are just some of the most simple things that you will need when moving to Italy. So I'm Raphael Di Furia. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter. Of course, a huge thank you to those of you who helped to make these episodes possible on a monthly basis through RaphaelDiFuria.com/Patreon or the one-time donations through the thanks button here on YouTube, as well as RaphaelDiFuria.com/support. Of course, I'm Raphael Di Furia. This has been another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter. Stay safe and healthy out there, and I will see you all next time. Later.